Hello.
Hey, am I speaking with Marshall?
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writing.
Hi, Josh.
How are
So,
you?
yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry to hear that Samantha's sick. She called me.
Yes, she's not feeling well for the past few days, so she instructed me to get on board and acquire the changes so that your project can move forward ASAP.
Okay, so you have an idea of the book, what I'm trying to do here? Have you had a chance to review everything?
Yep, I just have a basic idea about the book since I'm a new internee over here and working closely with Samantha. So I just have a basic idea, and I was instructed to get on call and just acquire the changes from you. And Samantha will be working on this closely from her end as well. So despite being unwell, she's just working on the project along with this, and she'll be getting aligned with the team as well. So I would just require a few things from your end regarding the changes and what addition you would like to add on the book.
Well, it isn't so much the addition as we need some quantitation here. So this is a book of limericks based on Wordle. Every day there's a word that comes up on the Wordle game. You familiar with that?
Yep, I got that. And that's how you work on the stories.
Right. They're short poems, 5 line, 6 line poems that are referred to as limericks. So my question, first thing, is the basic book is with you guys already, but there's things that not everybody understands and indexes and tables, but more importantly, I don't know how many we can fit into a book. So even though I sent you 1,129 limericks representing 650 words. Wordle continues. Today's number was 690, and I've been writing an average of three or four limericks for every word. But I don't know where we're going to draw the line until we're able to quantitate how many we can put in the book. So is there some way that that could be determined?
Okay, sure. I will be checking this with my team as well and have their suggestion taking on board as well with what can be the limit. But is there a limit that you particularly have in your mind that you're planning to have this sort of numbers in your book? Do you have any
No, not
estimated?
really. It's not an issue of that. It's an issue of how many can fit. So the book is going to be 11 inches by 8 inches, 11 inches in horizontal, coffee
Eight
table
vertical,
type
yep.
book. Yeah, and so, have you seen the structure of the limericks? We're going to use numbers under each one, 1, 2, and 3. Somebody suggested that. And I think it's a good idea, although I don't think we need the parenthesis around the numbers as they gave me in an example.
Yep, so we're going to stick with the numbers only, right? And those symbols wouldn't matter.
Yeah, without the parenthesis, it was originally WL for Wordle limericks between each one, but I like the idea of the numbers. Then I can make specific references to it. So, do you have anything in front of you right now from the book?
Yes, absolutely. I have the draft in front of me, the one that we sent to you. I have that file open in front of me.
The email that you sent with the corrections or
Yep.
potential corrections.
Yep, the first
Okay,
draft that we
well,
shared with you.
that was just for the introduction, right?
Yep, that is just the first set of draft where we worked on a few of the changes, and it's just the first set of drafts. So once we get the approval or once you tell us what changes we would be needing, and then only we're going to be moving forward. So we work draft by drafts.
Well, okay, I've got a whole bunch of different types of things that I sent you, each under separate cover. So the first one is the actual limericks. Do you have that? Numbers starting with number 0.
Yes, I have that. Just give me a quick minute. Let me navigate that particular file as well and open all the files. I just have the latest version that we sent to you. Just give me a quick minute, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Thank you.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Just having
Okay.
all the files aligned
Good.
and everything's open in front of me.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. So if you look at the actual limericks listed one after another, right? You see them?
Yep, I see it.
Word limericks, zero, cigar, you see all that?
Yep, I see that. Cigar, rebirth, sissy, I see all these.
Okay. Now, when I go through these, you know, I sent you a copy about a month and a half ago, and the changes are made. I'm making some changes on mine. You're working off a different copy than me. I like to know that I could be able to send the final copy to you to work on.
Sure, absolutely. If you have any of those final files, you can share that with us. We can have those taken care of.
No, I want to do it all. I want to send it all in one file once I know the number.
Okay, and
see,
do you have that file?
Yep.
Yep, I see
that.
Yeah,
I have it. It's the same file you have, but I've made changes to some things since.
Yep,
So
I
what
have
I'm
that
saying
file
is that's
in front of me.
Right. At some point, I'm going to want to mail that, email you another file, which is that same file, but with changes I made since I submitted that. But in order for me to do that, I got to know the number that where we're going to stop. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I got your point. I got your
point.
That
becomes real critical. Okay, now go down to number 11.
Okay, here I am.
You see that dwarf?
Yep, I see that.
And on the side, there's some numbers. DC 101 Salad and 676 Metro?
Yep, I see the references. I see the numbers.
Yeah, the references are because they're related. The subject matter is related. Now, in order to see what I said about it, you have to open up and put next to it footnotes.
Okay. Okay, I have those. I have everything open up.
Okay, and you'll see on the footnotes, if you go to 11, I need to open it up myself. Footnotes. I want to make a couple points to you to enhance understanding here.
Sure.
Of my thinking. Number 11, it just says, you see it? Only
yep.
Footnote references another limerick. Now, notice that there's a number on the word listing of 676, right?
Yeah.
6, okay. You see it.
Yep.
You only have numbers up to 650, so this is an addition, because I have to keep going with each daily word. That's not on your copy. You don't see it there, but I have it on my copy because it came after number 650. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. You're basically discussing about the additions that were made. I got your point.
Yeah, you see, because until I know the cutoff, and you don't have these changes, but I have to keep working on it as it comes up each day with a different word.
Okay, I got your point. So what basically you require from our end is you just want to understand what basically is the end limit and what exactly is the cutoff. So that's the point where
in this format, the number of limericks we can put into the book. Now, some of the pages are going to be used up with footnotes, and some of them, and the indexes, we're going to have to take out. You know, if we stop at number 650, I have to send, you'll have to just use your copy, and I won't. We'll have to work out the details, but it's making things complicated not knowing where to stop. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I got your point. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to have a word with my team. So I'm going to check with them what's the max limit where we can stop on this so that we can have all the references aligned so that this doesn't jumbles up the thing and confuses anything for the reader either.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of putting the limerick and the footnotes together. I'd like to have that as a separate chapter index.
Okay, and that is something that you would want at the end of the book, right? That's what you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, sounds great. I got this point. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to be having a word with my team as well, and I'm going to be discussing what the end point is or what the maximum limit is in order for us to have this book aligned properly and there's no confusion.
Okay, now the other thing is that look, for example, at number 13.
Let me look at it real quick. Yep, I see that, karma.
Okay, so it cross-references 536. And then it's got WL. Well, that's going to be changed to 2. I think every time we put 2 in, we probably should put a 1 in above the first one.
Okay.
The separation will be 1, 2, and 3. You follow me?
Yep, following you.
But then there are some limericks that tell a story consecutively. There'll be no separation between them. Like, go to 18.
So that's just going to be a continuation, right?
Yeah, you see, it's about an Arab from Kuwait. It was overweight. And then the next one is, continues to talk about him. So there's no numbers.
Okay. I got this point.
Because they're connected. Okay. All right. Now let's open up another thing. Let me look here.
Sure.
Like Command F. No, that's not it. Sorry, wrong thing. Command N I got to use. Command N. Let's open up the spreadsheet.
Okay, I'm there.
Got it?
Yep, I'm there.
And let's just arbitrarily pick number 13. So ignore the column on the left because they didn't align. Number 13 is karma. See it?
Yep, I see the karma.
All right, the next three numbers represent the type of limerick category. So open up, put it next to it, the category of limerick.
Okay, I have that.
So you see number 13 is an 8, I'm sorry, what is number, number 13 is an 8, 13 and 18, right?
Yep.
8 is food, drink, cooking,
diet. Yep. And then history and war.
And then let's see. 13 is ancient is world history, and 18 is marriage, divorce, couples.
Yep.
So so that's what this is all about. Then
sounds
you
great.
Go to karma again. You go over to the right. The number of limericks, 3 under that category. If you go to the next column, that's the cross limerick.
Cross reference, right?
Right. And if you go down, you'll see this is all the way down through number 650 in your case. I go beyond that for the reasons we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go down to 650. Last entry should be every.
Yep, it is.
And every is 22 and 24.
Yes.
That means movie, theater, TV, and personality. So, and there are only 2. And no cross-references. So that's the general idea of this table.
Okay, I got this.
Okay, now we can close these 2.
You have closed them.
And let's open up the alphabetic listing.
Sure. I have that open.
All right. Are you on sheet 1, 2, or 3?
Okay, whichever sheet you would want me to navigate to.
Okay, open up 1. This is because of the way this is arranged. This is simply an alphabetical listing because I'm doing them by the date, by the number of the word of the day, which moves on in time. This is alphabetical listing of the. We'll need an index in case people want to look up a limerick for the word album, let's say.
Okay, and they have
so that's
going to
be a separate.
239. Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
Sure. Go
that's
ahead.
That's a separate index. There are 3 sheets only because that's just the way it was arranged on the thing I used.
Okay, and this is probably the reference. This is the reference of what's going to be posted at the end, which is going to help the readers identify how to further understand.
Right. Well, no, this is just an index to find a limerick that's alphabetically listed in this one.
Okay, perfect.
In other words, you want a limerick with the word buggy. You see that under B?
Yep, I see that.
That's number 412. Number 412.
Awesome. I got that.
Okay, now. So that's the body, that's the indexes and the body of the text, the limericks. I also have an introduction and a foreword.
Yep, I have those 2 files as well.
Okay, now on the introduction, they did make some changes. I don't understand the suggested changes. I don't quite get it. We'll get to that next. But anyway, they're just kind of familiarizing you with what I have here.
Okay.
So it's my intro, and there's a foreword written by my granddaughter. And that's pretty much it, except for one other thing that I haven't but I have it on a different Word document.
Mm-hmm.
I need to open it. Give me a second. It's in my Microsoft Word. Where is it? Wordle Limericks Manuscript. Yeah, that's not it. Okay. Oh. Acknowledgements. Forward. Yeah, you got it here in the format. I opened it up. You have it. So you
yep.
See the acknowledgments. This
yes,
is
I
your
see that.
thing. Forward. And then the introduction. And then the body of the work. And I don't know if you got indexes in here. Let's go down to the bottom. I'm not sure if you sent me this document or are we working on this. Can I work on this document and make changes that you'll see on yours?
You can just let me know what the changes would be. You can just let me know on call as well. I will be forwarding this to the team as well. And regarding the index that you're discussing about, the two Excel sheets basically, those are the things that are going to be incorporated at the end of it. So you don't need to worry about that. We'll have that incorporated at the end. Also, after discussing with the team with what the word limit is so that we can see if there are any changes required on the Excel sheet as well or not, just as you mentioned earlier on the call.
Okay. Let me just go to the bottom here, see if there's anything below the 650.
Sure.
I'm almost there. 637. No. Now. Oh, yeah, go to the very bottom. I just want you to know that there's something you should ignore.
Sure, sure. You can let me know. I'm here.
Yeah, when you hit 6, have you hit 6? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not 650, it's 660 that I sent.
Yep, 660.
Okay, go down a little lower. You see those? And that is
yep.
to say why there's so many spaces. This is not intended to be. In the that should be deleted. Those are just limericks that I wrote, but I haven't had the five-letter word to use them yet.
Sure, sure. We'll have those edited as well. We'll have it taken care of.
Yeah, you can just remove those.
Sure, I'll
right.
have this noted
now. If you
as
go
well.
Below this, the footnotes are showing up here, and once I know the. Then you put a delta symbol in there under 75, which is good. Once I know the number, then I'll be able to make the final corrections.
Okay, no worries. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to have this aligned with my team, and by tomorrow I'm going to have a meeting with my team either by today or earlier in the first half tomorrow, and then I'm going to be giving you a quick call. Either it's going to be me or Samantha giving you a call, or I'll just keep her updated as well on the project. Hopefully she gets well, or else I'll just check with my team and give you a call back and update you regarding the word limit that you just mentioned so that you have an idea as well where we are stopping so that we can make the references accordingly as well.
Yeah, then I could finalize everything, make the final adjustments, corrections. And you've got everything here except for the table, the indexes at the end.
Yep, that is something that will be added right at the end. Right now, we're just focusing on the content. So once we have done the content, we're going to incorporate the two Excel sheets, the content as well, the references. So that is something that we'll have it added separately.
Sounds good. Now, one last thing I'd like to do with you.
Sure, sure thing, sure thing.
Give me a second here and get rid of this.
Sure.
I want to open the email what they sent me. I'm going to open up the document attached. Oh, wait, that's the same thing. That's not it. The editing. Sorry, I opened the wrong one. The editing. You have that where the corrections were made?
Yep. Just give me 1 second. Let me navigate to that as well.
Yeah. Thanks. My copy is attached to an email.
Yep, thank you so much. I have it.
So I don't understand it. Let's take the acknowledgments, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's a red line under in daughter-in-law, and it says, And then it's stuff is underlined after it. It says delete. What are they deleting there? I can't read that. It's too small.
Okay, basically what they have, these lines and these changes, these are the changes that the team is suggesting from their end. For example, it says my daughter in-law Carolina. So the red thing, these are the changes. For example, the thing that they have highlighted, they have noted that down on the right side. For example, let me review it completely. Give me one second.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. But what is specifically that they want to do on that first sentence?
You don't have to do anything. You just have to review the changes that the team has made in red. In case you think that there are any other thing that you would want to add, or if you don't agree with those changes, then
okay.
You can let us know that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I understand them well enough to agree or not agree. Because if you look at that first sentence, my daughter, starting with my daughter, the in is underlined it heavy. Then the red line goes across.
Okay.
What
so,
exactly do they
sure.
want to do?
Sure. Let me walk you through this. So basically, the first draft that the team got stated that my daughter-in-law, Carolina, and it was moving forward. So they basically added the word in, my daughter-in-law. So that red thing highlighted the word. That's
added.
What they're showing. Yep. So they're showing that thing.
Oh,
they're
like,
yep.
I think so they added the hyphen.
Added the hyphen. They just added that properly and that formatted that. That is why that whole line goes across till the right of the page showing what changes are made. So the change that is only the red word, the word in red.
Is it the double dark red?
Yep.
All they did was they added hyphens and a comma. I see.
Yep. So they're basically working on the grammatical errors as well. Wherever the tone is changing,
right.
For example, if you check the next first, second, third line in the second paragraph, it says, my wonderful wife, and moving forward where it stated, frequently provided the team, deleted, provided frequently. So they adjusted that. So you just have to review these changes, and in case you think that anything else needs to be added.
Okay. Now, let's go to the third red line. Do they want to delete the word? They want to make it a sentence. Is that what they're showing there?
Yep.
Beginning of a sentence?
Yep. So are we on the third paragraph where it says, my beautiful granddaughter?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. So they've just added the word M where it says, my beautiful granddaughter. So that might have been missing. And also below where it says, in the last line, and my friend Lynn Crandall. Those are the changes. Those
okay,
are the words.
Okay, and they want to capitalize the M.
They have added that.
They added my.
So wherever
the red line going across is nothing. I got it.
Yep. So that just shows that this is the thing that is added. Yep.
Yeah, they want the next paragraph. They want to change the that to who.
Yep.
Okay, I got that.
That's how they're inducting the changes that we would need.
Now let's go down to the introduction that I wrote.
Sure.
What did they want to do when I say in the second paragraph and profane five-line wonders, what do they want to do?
So basically there is a dash that is written over there, profane five-line. They've just added that word there. So they're just correcting those little mistakes.
So, okay, I get it. So it's really not a big deal.
Yep. So I see that there aren't much big of a changes. These are just minor grammatical changes where the hyphen...
I get it. Yeah. So is it possible for someone to type, redo this without... just so how it's going to... I can read it?
Absolutely. So I can have my team look into this and share you an updated file as well, where you can just review the one with the changes. Sure thing. So
perfect.
What we can do is we can send you two files, one with these changes and the other without that, so that you can identify as well. We'll just highlight those changes so that it's easier for you to understand as well.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, very good. All right. I think I can You understand me a lot more quickly than anyone else I've talked to so far. he must be smart.
Thank you so much for that, Marshall.
Do I continue to call Ella and then have to be transferred? And can I call you directly?
Absolutely. You can call me on the same number. My extension is 916. So you can call Ella as well. She can have the call transferred. That would be perfectly fine.
What's Ella's extension?
Ella's extension is 604.
Okay, and what is the number that I would call? Is it the main number?
Yep, you can call on the main number. And just dial the extension.
Can you give me that
again? Sure, just give me 1 second.
Yeah, thanks. I think I have it, but...
Okay, and also I just need to give let you know one thing that I'm going to be giving you a call tomorrow as well to update you regarding the word count and everything. So would this be the same time be a good time to call you tomorrow?
Hold on a second. Let me just check. First, give me that number, and then
sure.
I'll tell you.
You can call on 218.
Uh-huh.
300-9881.
I'm sorry, 218-300?
Yep, 9881.
Let me repeat that. 218-300-9881. Perfect.
Yep.
Now, let me look at my calendar here. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes.
Okay, a second. Give me just a minute. The 11th.
Sure.
Okay, so, yeah, the morning would be better for me.
Okay, and could you let me know what time zone are you following at this point so that I can call
well,
you a call?
We have a three-hour time difference, so can you call me between 9 and 10 Pacific time, which would be 12 and 1 your time?
Sure, I can give you a call around 10 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, that's perfect. I'm going to put down on my calendar Josh. Josh Penguin.
Josh, yep.
I know it's Baker.
I just got confused for a minute.
It's B-A-K-E-R, right?
Yep, you got it.
Now, all right, great. Now, do you think we can push this along? Because we've got pretty much all of it. It's a question of minor adjustments once I know the number.
Yep, indeed we can. I'm just going to be having a quick meeting with my team as well, and I'm going to be putting forward all the content and all the words into their mouth. I'm going to be forwarding them all the suggestions and feedback that I have from your end. So once I am done with the meeting, that's when I'm going to get a bigger picture as well with what the word limit is so that we can push this as fast as we can.
All right. Now, I gather that you and most of the people I speak to are from India.
Well, our company has diversified. We do have a lot of immigrants as well. We do have people from Asian countries as well. We do have a diversified work culture.
Are you this?
Yep.
Well, I have no problem with that. I mean, but I was going to direct you to a limerick that I think in India. Where are you from originally?
I'm from U.S. I was born and raised outside in the Asian country, but later down the road, I traveled over here, and that's what I'm adapting.
Okay. Well,
I am keen towards your book. I did understand your book. The way you explained the book, I am quite interested in that because that surely is more of a brain activity as well and a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm 81 years old, and I need it for my brain, but... in any case,
this sure is a good thing. I really am looking forward to this.
Yeah. So I just want to read you one limerick. Give me a second to find it.
Sure.
The day that I wrote this. Let me just give me a second here to find it.
Try.
All right. There it is. Okay. The word was carrot. Now, it has to be a five-letter word, so you know it's not the carrot you eat. It's a carrot, C-A-R-A-T, that describes gold or precious gem size,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it could be spelled with a C or a K.
Yes, it can be C or K both.
In this case, they used C. So I'm going to read you just two quick limits to give you an idea. So
sure.
I said today's Wordle is carrot with a C. It could never have been carrot spelled with two R's. That's because it's only five letters. And by the way, it can be spelled with a K. So look out for a future Wordle carrot spelled with a K. So that's just a little manipulation. But this is what my Indian friend thought was really good, because it's very true. A gift of 18 karat gold is a gift that will never grow old. But in Bangalore, Indian brides adore only 24 carats, I'm told. Soft but lovely to behold. Give 14 carats would be bold. The poor bride would need to be consoled. So I think that captures it.
indeed. That is something that everyone loves, no? More than India as well. People do love that. So, yep.
Yeah, but the particular India, they like 24 carats. So yeah.
Absolutely. the women, they're completely after gold and everything. So, yeah, 24 carats is something.
Yep.
Their minimum benchmark.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then the final one is, my wife wants 3-carat earrings to match her 4-carat diamond ring. It's something she merits. It's something she merits but didn't inherit. She should have married a king. So that's the general idea. I've cleaned up limericks, although there are plenty of dirty ones in here.
Oh, I really am looking forward to all of this, and it indeed was a pleasure speaking to you, Marshall. I really am looking forward to it.
Same here, Josh. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you so very much. Then I'm getting back to you tomorrow at 10.
Sounds great. I'd like to get moving on this, get it going. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just going to get on hold with Samantha as well, and also with my team, and I'll have this progress ASAP.
Thank you very much. Bye,
Thank
Josh.
You so very much. Have a great day.
You too.